Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
Shalom, this is Harriet and I will be your reader today. And today we have Sunday, we have a new week. It's the 14th of April and the 6th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. Today in history, the brother of Messiah Yeshua, the Apostle Yaakov HaTzadik, James the Righteous, is martyred in Jerusalem, close to Passover. According to tradition from Josephus in his book Antiquities, and we read, "So they went up and threw down the just man from the pinnacle of the temple and said to each other, 'Let us stone James the just.' And they began to stone him, for he was not killed by the fall. But those in the city who seemed most moderate and skilled in the law were very angry at this and sent secretly to the king, requesting him to order the high priest Annas to cease such proceedings." End quote. So this new week, we have a new parasha or portion from the Torah scriptures, and it's called Metzora, and that means leper. The scripture reading from the Torah will be Leviticus or Vayikra, chapter 14, verse 1 through verse 12. Please join me in thanking and blessing the Lord for giving us his word before we start reading the scriptures for today. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Mashiach, our Master. So we're starting in Leviticus chapter 14. Then the Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, "This is the Torah of the one with Sarat in the day of his cleansing. He should be brought to the Kohen, and the Kohen is to go to the outside of the camp. The Kohen is to examine him, and behold, if the mark of Tzarat is healed in one with Tzarat, then the Kohen is to command that two clean living birds, cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop, be brought for the one being cleansed. The Kohen should command them to kill one of the birds in a clay pot over living water. As for the living bird, he is to take it, the cedar wood, the scarlet, and the hyssop, and dip them with the living bird into the blood of the bird that was killed over the living water. He is to sprinkle on the one being cleansed from the tzarat 7 times and pronounce him clean, then release the living bird over the open field. The one to be cleansed must wash his clothes, shave off all his hair, and bathe himself in water. Then he should be clean. After that, he may come into the camp, but is to dwell outside his tent for 7 days. Then on the 7th day, he is to shave all his hair from his head, his beard, and his eyebrows. He must shave off all his hair. He is to wash his clothes and bathe his body in water. Then he will be clean. On the 8th day, he is to take 2 male lambs without blemish, a 1-year-old ewe lamb without blemish, 3/10 of a pint of fine flour as a grain offering, mingled with oil, and a pint of oil. The Kohen who cleanses him is to set the man who to be cleansed along with those items before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. The Kohen should then take one of the male lambs and offer it for a trespass offering with a pint of oil and wave them as a wave offering before the Lord. That was Leviticus 14:1-12. Now we have our portion from the prophets, and we'll be reading the book of Isaiah or Yeshayahu, chapter 33. Oy, you destroyer, never destroyed, you traitor, never betrayed. When you have stopped destroying, you will be destroyed. And when you finish betraying, they will betray you. Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of trouble. From the noise of tumult, people will flee. When you lift yourself up, the nations will be scattered. Your spoil is gathered as the caterpillar gathers. Like a swarm of locusts, they are rushing over it. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness. It will be your time of faithfulness, a wealth of salvation, wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Behold, heroes cry outside. Ambassadors of peace weep bitterly. Highways are desolate. Travel has ceased. Covenant is broken. Cities are despised. There is no regard for humanity. The land mourns and languishes. Lebanon is shamed and withers. Sharon is like a wilderness. Bashan and Carmel are shaken bare. Now I will arise, says the Lord. Now I will be exalted. Now I will lift myself up. You conceive chaff. You will give birth to stubble. My breath is a fire that will consume you. Then peoples will be burned as lime, like thorns cut down, burnt in the fire. Hear, you who are afar off, what I have done, and you who are near, acknowledge my might. Sinners in Zion are afraid. Trembling has seized the godless. Who among us can live with a consuming fire? Who among us can live with everlasting burnings? One who walks righteously and speaks uprightly, who refuses unjust gain by extortion, who shakes his hands free of bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, and shuts his eyes from looking on evil. He will dwell on the heights. His refuge will be an impregnable cliff. His bread will be provided, his water assured. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty. They will gaze at a far distant land. Your heart will meditate on terror. Where is the counter? Where is the weigher? Where is the counter of towers? You will no longer see the fierce people, the people of speech, too obscure to comprehend. With a stammering tongue, no one understands. Look upon Zion, city of our festivals. Your eyes will see Jerusalem as a quiet home, a tent that will never be folded, its stakes never pulled up, its cords never broken. For there the majestic one, the Lord, will be for us, a place of rivers and wide canals, wide canals, on which no boat with oars will go, nor any mighty ship will travel by. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, he will save us. Your cords hang slack, not holding the mast in place firmly, nor spreading out the sail. Then abundant spoil will be divided, even the lame will carry off plunder. No inhabitant will say, I am sick. The people dwelling there will be forgiven their iniquity. That was Isaiah chapter 33. Now we have our portion from the writings, and we will read Proverbs or Mishle chapter 15. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise treats knowledge correctly, but the mouth of fools spouts folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, observing the wicked and the good. A healing tongue is a tree of life, but a deceitful one crushes the spirit. A fool despises his father's discipline, but one who accepts reproof is smart. The house of the righteous has great wealth, but the income of the wicked brings trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but not so the heart of fools. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but loves those who pursue righteousness. Stern correction awaits one who forsakes the way. One who hates reproof will die. Sheol and Abaddon are before the Lord. How much more the hearts of people? A mocker dislikes one who corrects him. He will not go to the wise. A joyful heart makes the face cheerful, but heartache crushes the spirit. A discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on folly. All the days of the afflicted are bad, but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened ox where there is hatred. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but one who is slow to anger calms a quarrel. The way of the slacker is a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. A wise child brings joy to his father, but a foolish person despises his mother. Folly is joy to one who lacks sense, but one with discernment walks straight. Plans fail when there is no counsel, but with many advisers they succeed. A person has joy in an appropriate answer. How good is a timely word? The path of life leads upward for the wise to keep him from going down to Sheol. The Lord tears down a proud man's house, but he maintains the widow's boundary. Evil thoughts are an abomination to the Lord, but pleasant words are pure. One greedy for gain troubles his household, but whoever hates bribes will live. A righteous heart thinks before answering, but a wicked mouth blurts out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but hears the prayer of the righteous. Bright eyes bring joy to the heart. Good news give health to the bones. One whose ear heeds a life-giving reproof dwells among the wise. Whoever avoids correction despises himself, but whoever heeds reproof acquires understanding. The fear of the Lord is the discipline of wisdom, and humility comes before honor. That was Proverbs or Mishle chapter 15. And now we have come to our last portion of scripture from the apostolic writings. We will read James or Yaakov chapter 4. Where do quarrels and conflicts among you come from? Don't they come from this, namely your passions that battle within your body parts? You crave and have not. You murder and you envy, yet you cannot get it. You fight and you wage war. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, so you may spend it on your passions. You adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that in vain the scripture says, he yearns jealously over the spirit which he made to dwell in us? But he gives greater grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Do not speak evil against one another, brethren. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the Torah and judges the Torah. But if you judge the Torah, you are not a doer of the Torah, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you who judges your neighbor? Come now, you who say, tomorrow or today we will go soon and to such and such a town and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. What is your life? For you are a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, whoever knows the right thing to do and does not do it, for him it is sin. That was all our reading of scriptures for today. However, if you're reading through the apostolic writings or the New Testament twice this year, you would also read from Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 4, today. This has been Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I pray you have a blessed new week. Shavua Tov and Shalom. Until next time.